Smith is giving evidence in the IT scandal. Seema Misra was wrongly sentenced to 15 months in prison in 2010 after the software showed there was a £74,000 shortfall in her accounts. She says she doesn't accept his apology and is still waiting for her compensation.
Everybody lied enough, so at least for a change, can they come in and tell the whole truth? Nothing but truth. That's what we need. Yeah, okay, they're apologizing now, but they missed so many chances before.
Israel is promising any attack by Iran will be met with force. There are concerns Tehran is planning a revenge strike after its consulate in Damascus was bombed, killing several members of the elite Revolutionary Guard last Monday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country will answer any aggression.
We established a simple principle. Whoever hurts us, we hurt them. We are preparing to meet the security needs of the state of Israel, both in defence and in attack. I and the people of Israel trust you, and may we all have great success.
A major power plant in Ukraine near Kyiv has been destroyed. Russia targeted the country's energy infrastructure in drone and missile strikes overnight. A 25-year-old man has been remanded in custody, charged with the murder of Kulsama Akhtar in Bradford. The 27-year-old was pushing her baby in a pram when she was stabbed to death on Saturday. Spotify is putting its prices up for the second time in less than a year, and individual subscriptions increasing by £1, with the dual and family options going up by £2. And the first factory turning animal feces into jet fuel is going to be built in Essex. It'll be in Harwich and built by the company Firefly, which has with Wizz Air to provide over 500,000 tonnes over 15 years. That's the latest from the Sky News Centre. I'm Charlie Max.
Thank you, Charlie.
This is Phoenix FM.
A symbol of the dawn. No milk today, it seems a common sight. But people passing by don't know the reason why. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know the powers that have been behind the door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turn night today. There's a place dark and lonely, a terraced house in a mean street back of town. Becomes a shrine when I think of you only, just to up to down. No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turn night today. What this message means, the end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know a palace there had been behind the door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, my love has gone away. The bottle stands forlorn, a symbol of scorn. Stands for a symbol of the dawn. No milk today, it seems a common sight. But people passing by don't know the reason why. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know a palace there had been behind the door where my love reigns as queen? No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay. Tonight, today.
It's Peter Noon. and no milk today. Has the milkman gone on strike again? I don't know. What's this world coming to? Nice to hear that we've got an animal feces plant coming to Essex. That should be very interesting, shouldn't it? Okay, should we have a quick look at, see what the weather's doing?
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Okay, we're looking through our windows, doors and extensions. It's not looking too bad outside. It's about 19 degrees. We have light cloud and a gentle breeze. It's going to remain like that for most of the day. Might see a little bit more sunshine around about 5 or 6 o'clock. The low is going to be 11 degrees today. Tomorrow, it's going to be up to 20 and sunnier. So you've got that to look forward to. If you need to get that grass cut, get it cut tomorrow.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Okay, staying with the weather theme.
Scattered and they're cloudy. They have no borders, no boundaries. They echo and they swell from Tolstoy to Tinkerbell and from Piccadilly to Carmel. Got some pictures in my pocket and a lot of time to kill. Hey, sunshine. I haven't seen you in a long time. Why don't you show your face and bend my mind? These clouds stick to the sky like a floating question why. And they linger there to die. They don't know where they're going, and my friend, neither do I. Cloudy, cloudy, cloudy,
and this is where the pies and walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said as we boarded the Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. Took me 4 days from Saginaw to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said, be careful, his bow tie is really a tie.
scenery. She read her magazine and talk around the field. I must pass it, oh, I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all blue without Peggy, not Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gary. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. My heart yearns for you, oh, Peggy, not Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gary. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue.
That's the first record I ever bought as a 10-year-old back in 1957. Buddy Holly, of course, and Peggy Sue. I actually took it back to the record shop because I said the drums sound a bit muffled. And he played it just to check it was okay. He said, no, it's supposed to be like that. And I got used to their style after that. Interesting enough, although they had the backing group there, the Crickets are not credited on that album. Or that single even, which was a 78. Remember the big old 78? It's very dangerous if you dropped it, smashed to pieces. Okay, now earlier I mentioned Tri-60 and we played a track from them. Got to move on now because as time progressed, they decided to change their name from Tri-60 and they became The Dressing Room. Apparently they wanted to be called The Dressing Room because it's something they never got. They had to either change in our van outside or go into the toilets and get changed ready for their performance. So they decided that, well, if they can't get a dressing room, they can at least be called The Dressing Room. In the mid-80s, we produced our first and only single, 45, and this was a track called Heaven on Hold, written by the band, of course. And it's the only published song by the band. It was released on my own record label, which was called Magic Bean Music. I went to the pressing with Pepe, our bass player, which we had done, of course, at the famous Abbey Road Studios. Where else would you have your records pressed? And we took a photograph on the famous pedestrian crossing outside. And Pepe did take his shoes and socks off, but he is still alive, I can assure you. Then we did a tour of all the radio stations, starting off with the sort of the smaller ones, such as BBC Essex, where we were welcomed in and interviewed, and they played the record live on air. We also went to Capital to Broadcasting House, where we hijacked all the morning DJs going in, Capital Radio up in London. And we also went to GLR, which was a very popular radio station at the time, and we hijacked Danny Baker as he arrived in his taxi, and quite amazingly, he welcomed us in with open arms, interviewed them all, got them to sing the weather forecast live on air, and played the record, and actually was quite impressed. Now, when we were doing the sleeve for the record cover of Heaven on Hold, we decided that our theme would be angels. So my wife made these fantastic angel smocks, like white sheets, and I devised a halo made out of bent coat hangers and silver paper wrapped around them, which they fixed by a band round their head, so they were bobbing about on top of their heads. They looked ridiculous, but it was good fun and got a lot of attention. Now, we decided to do the photograph for the sleeve at Frinton-on-Sea. The reason being that the lads didn't have any clothes on. It was a back view, and they were sitting on the sand with the sea ahead of them and the sun shining down onto the waves like something from heaven. We got them all up about 5 o'clock in the morning, and we were on our way driving up the A12, and suddenly from the back, from a sleepy voice said, "Anybody remember the Wings?" And, of course, we'd forgotten our wings, the clip-on wings that they had. So we decided to get Pete Hunt, who I played earlier, who was an artist, to draw them on afterwards, to airbrush them on. And they look brilliant. So here we are. It's now about 6 o'clock in the morning. We're on the greensward at Frinton-on-Sea. And I said, OK, lads, go behind the huts, take your clothes off and nip down onto the beach, and we get these publicity shots done for the cover, which they did. And it came out absolutely brilliantly. It's a fantastic four-colour cover. And then we started getting quite a few airplays on all the local stations. I remember one evening I was listening to what I used to call Three Counties Radio, which I assume was BBC Essex, BBC Kent and BBC somewhere else. It was quite a big audience. And they played the song, and we had quite a few good comments coming in. I sat him over there, and he said, "Hello, my name's Albert, and I live in Frinton-upon-Sea. One Sunday, I was walking on the greensward, and I saw three naked young men sitting on the beach." And then he added, "And there was an older man there taking photographs." So I'm amazed I didn't get arrested on the spot, but I can assure you it was all for the sake of the record, and it went down really, really well. So this is the dress room. It has been played on the radio before, and here it is again. Sam Marsh on lead vocals, Pepe Massia on bass, Neil Cockerell on drums. That's the dressing room, and that's Heaven on Hold.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order and the freshest ingredients bring the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org. Take the first step to recovery.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Here's Randy Cole. Absolutely brilliant track, and this is called Almaz.
Now, man. his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, softly with his song, telling my life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Roberta Flack from 1973 and Killing Me Softly. She won an award for that one back in those days, and that was in 1973, a Grammy Award, of course. And in 1974, the Fugees brought the... Sorry, I'll say this again, because I've got my dog's teeth in today. Roberta Flack had a hit with that in 1973 and won a Grammy for it in 1974. The Fugees then got hold of it and did a version, and they won a Grammy for the same song in 1997. There we are, Roy. Wasn't that difficult, was it? OK, also, I've kept you in suspense long enough. Who do you think it was doing the backing vocals on that song that I played earlier by Andrew Gold? No? Any ideas? I don't think you'll guess it. It was actually his best mate, Freddie Mercury. There we are. OK, now we're going to have three with a theme. Kicking off this one by Donovan.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now, I'll blow your little mind.
my brainness. While I'm worth my room on this earth, I will be with you. While the chief sunshine
sunshine from all the world may hidden be, but I shall see no clouds across the sun. Your smile shall light my life till life is done. Smile, the love light in your eyes. Life could not hold a sweeter paradise. Give me the right to love you all the while. My world forever, the sunshine.
There's three in a row with the theme of sunshine, because I can see some out of the window. No relation to Dave Berry. Mike Berry actually took over from an actor on Are You Being Heard, and he played Mr. Finger, if you remember that. Okay, in a moment we're going to have some adverts, and they'll be right back after that with the single that was made by Peter Hunt, who I spoke to you earlier about. So in the meantime, here's some adverts.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239. Visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some fast legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal status, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Thank you for those. Okay, as I mentioned earlier, Pete Hunt is an incredible songwriter. He's written some brilliant stuff, and this one is no exception. He decided to take the story of Scott's trek to the North Pole, in which sadly he didn't come back from, and it takes a good songwriter to be able to take everything that happened in that story and fit it into one particular song. So this is Pete Hunt singing Birdie the Doctor and Me, and listening to the guitar runs in the middle by Ricky Ryan.
Steps of Shackleton we followed. On the surfaces of the game, all hopes were thin. Now beneath our chilliness, it cannot be denied, there is something of disaster in the wind. Losses struck us deep to have to leave them in the cold. Unhappy this fortune is cruel. 10 days
of the reasons why we came. If it's true to say we triumph in the gaining of our goal, then we pay a heavy price to lose the game. Keep the boy keen on natural history if you can.
And Mickey Lyne, and that's something called Birdie, the Doctor and Me. If you want to find out more about Peter's songs, please go online. You'll find him on various platforms. Don't forget to put in Pete Hunt musician, because there are other Pete Hunts out there, and you'll be able to catch up with some more of his splendid material. going back quite a few years, but it's won an absolutely massive number one. I think it stayed at the top of the charts for something like 16 consecutive weeks. It's the Tornadoes and Telstar. That's it for me for another week. Thank you for your company. Do hope you've enjoyed the music. Joe Bailey is here, as relaxed and fresh as ever. You just know that her show is going to be good, and you're going to be in great hands for the next few hours. Hope you've enjoyed some of the songs today that you possibly never heard before from the dressing room, and of course, Try 60. And I hope they were listening at home. Going to hand you over to Joe now. Have a great week, and I'll see you next Thursday.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.